Calgary. A Calgary man who deliberately drove over his wife with a van during an argument and left her to die alone on a snow-covered street will not be eligible for parole until he has served 16 years of his life sentence, an Alberta judge ruled Wednesday. Ronald Kandel was convicted last year of second-degree murder in the February 2020 killing of Melissa Ray Blomart. Court heard Kandel and Blomart had been arguing when she got out of the vehicle in the Bonus neighborhood of Northwest Calgary. As Blomart stormed away, Kandel drove the U-Haul into her, ran her over and turned around. Court heard that Kandel drove past her as she lay dying. He left her on the street when her time of need was greatest. A number of witnesses testified that on first glance they believed the body was a bag of trash, Justice Blair Nixon said in his sentencing decision. Tragically, I find Mr. Kandel left Ms. Blomart dying in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night, in the dead of winter, like a bag of garbage. Nixon said Kandel subjected his wife to a long history of domestic abuse. The murder of Ms. Blomart was not an isolated event, the judge said. It was part of a long, tragic cycle of domestic violence, which culminated in Mr. Kandel committing the most heinous offense against Ms. Blomart. The couple had been evicted from a subsidized housing apartment earlier in the day. Court heard that Kandel also tried to hide his role in the killing. When he was first questioned by police, he denied being with Blomart and told officers she was missing, had maybe been kidnapped or killed herself. The judge said it was also concerning that Blomart was a vulnerable person, having become homeless, and Kandel lacked remorse. During the sentencing hearing, Kandel maintained it was an accident. I'm sorry about the things that have happened. It was out of my control. I never seen her. She wasn't in front of me at any moment in time, Kandel sobbed. I'm a truthful person, sir, but I never seen her. I feel like this isn't right. I maintain my innocence and I know God knows the truth. So does Melissa. So do I. I love her with all my heart and I always will. Nixon said it was important to have a sentence of denunciation, because Kandel poses a risk to the public and any future partner. He was violent. He was unpredictable. He dismissed the court orders put in place to separate him and Ms. Blomart for her safety, Nixon said. Wife homicide is an extreme form of domestic violence and a reprehensible abuse of power and control by a man. Mr. Kandel has a history of terrorizing Ms. Blomart. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 31, 2022. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press.